That's good.
How did you feel about that outing? Or did you just kind of assess it overall?
I felt really good. Physically, I felt like I could throw more, so that was a positive feeling. Especially like, you know, working up and trying to be that, you know, that fourth or fifth starter in the rotation, just trying to get my innings in, the pitches in. So building up was good.
You were consistently at like 94, 95, it seemed like throughout the whole thing. Is that pretty normal for you for spring?
Yeah, it's pretty normal. I think last year I was around the same kind of miles per hour range. But the big thing was just to maintain my velocity, have that starter mentality where, you know, you got to go, you know, nine innings. So try to maintain that 3, 4, 5 or cut and sink and all that stuff. So,
anything pitch-wise or just anything specifically that you're kind of working on this spring?
I think the most – oh, gosh. I was talking to Irving about this the other day, and we were talking about how the best pitch in baseball is the consistent one. And I was talking to Buehler over the offseason. He was talking about how Kershaw goes, you know, 50 sliders, but 48 of them are the slider, you know. So I think I wanted, out of 50 sinkers, out of 50 changeups, blah, 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 I want to have as consistent stuff as possible. And how do you do that? It's repetition. It's, you know, getting with Sam and Lewis and all these people in the Edutronic and stuff like that to try to master your craft. And still, a lot of those guys really haven't mastered their craft because they're still growing, but I think just the big thing is to be consistent.
Where did you talk to Buehler?
He was working out at First Performance for a little bit during the lockout.
Did you know him before? Or was
he... a little bit. We knew of each other, but nothing like personal.
Is that where you were kind of trying to keep up with training and stuff?
Yeah, so I was fortunate because I worked out there the whole offseason. And we had a bunch, it was all pro guys, and it was guys like, you know, Sean Doolittle, who's awesome, and Lance Lynn would come in a little bit, and Buehler. So it was just a good environment, and then going into the lockout, we knew we had a good spot to go to throw live BPs, and we would throw them at high schools and stuff. I know the MLB PA had the spot to go and play too, so I was pretty fortunate because I wasn't across the country. I didn't have a family to bring over here, so it's like I can imagine those guys.
What was the place called?
Push Performance.
Push Performance. Yeah.
It's in Guadalupe area.
When did you start throwing again after the flexor stuff was?
I took about 2 weeks off and just kind of let everything calm down, and then I was doing plyos, doing bands, and then kind of starting up. Usually it was a normal times table, so around, I don't know, November or so.
And that wasn't anything like lingered or anything?
No, everything was good. Yeah. So that was cool.
How is excitement to just kind of go into a season with a possible rotation spot? Whereas, I know last year, you know, you had some bullpen stuff and starting as well, but to kind of have a rotation spot potentially available.
It makes me want to be even more consistent and even more, you know, just trying to carry myself like a big leaguer and believe that I am a big leaguer. Because, you know, I got up there last year and I was kind of the swing man and I enjoyed it. I didn't mind coming out of the bullpen. I thought it was kind of fun. But starting's fun too. I'm really thankful and blessed to have the opportunity to be able to have that spot. And I'm going to do everything I can to, you know, push Kotz's hand and push the front office's hand to keep that spot.
Do you feel like you're in a pretty good spot to be kind of built up pretty good by the time regular season comes?
Yeah, I mean, I feel pretty good. I feel like everything's pretty consistent. My velo's there. I'm ramping up pretty well. No hiccups, no setbacks, no nothing. So I can go out there and just pitch with confidence and knowing that my arm's going to feel good. So, and that hadn't been the case, you know, in 2018 where I had rehab. In 2019 was my first year out, so... last year and this year, I can have confidence to go out there and just have fun.
Do you feel like this is kind of your best opportunity so far, just to kind of claim that rotation spot?
Definitely. I think everything timing wise has kind of added up, and you know, again, I'm just trying to take advantage of opportunities. You know, I think there's a good core of three guys. With Manaya, Montas, and Urban, that I can learn from, that I can bounce ideas off of. So I think having that, you know, that veteran-esque presence can only help me. So I feel confident.
Besides just the emphasis on consistency, was there anything else that you picked up, like maybe conversations or work that you did at the performance center?
I mean, the game's getting more into analytics and Edutronic and Rapsodo and all this stuff. So I think having a good base of what those numbers are, that way when you know you're going well, you can go back to that base. I was talking to a couple of guys about that where, you know, you don't want to be a guy that consistently goes back and looks at his numbers because sometimes it messes with guys' heads, right? But you want to have that base to where, okay, where was I at when I was feeling good? And it's the same thing with, like, mentally. Like, if you write in your notebook, say, hey, I did this today, I felt good. And if you have a bad day, you can say, okay, what did I do?